Complete Cavaliers coverage. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside in Philadelphia, where the Cavs will take on the Sixers tonight. We find John Michael. The Cavs update's brought to you by Huntington, one of a bank that believes in looking out for its customers. Welcome to Huntington, and welcome, John Michael. Good Thanksgiving, Dad.
I did. It was great. Thank you. How was yours?
Very nice. Very nice. Now, back on the road, back here tomorrow night against Miami. Let's go back, though. They win the other night, and Terry Pluto wrote a piece about this, and maybe, I think Terry's point was the national media might be getting a little bored of LeBron. He's off to one of his best starts early season, I think, John.
It's incredible. I mean, the numbers are off the charts, and then you figure, Bill, I mean, we're talking about a guy who's been right around sixth or seventh all season long in shooting percentage, and the top, and the only guys above him are centers. I mean, our guys who just dunk the basketball. I mean, he's out there shooting threes, shooting mid-range jumpers. All he did the other night was over 27 points, 16 rebounds, 13 assists. I mean, he was brilliant all night long. He's been brilliant all season long as the Cavaliers got on to beat the Hornets by the final of 199. I mean, they've now won seven in a row, and, you know, you consider what he's been doing with guys coming in and out of the lineup and everything else, and it's been amazing. And to watch him, you know, hit milestones on a weekly basis, literally on a weekly basis for the last three seasons, just continues to be something that you sit back and enjoy. That's been my advice. You know, this doesn't come along all the time. This only comes along once a generation, if that. Sit back and enjoy it, because he is doing some really, really special things right now out on that floor.
He really is, John, at every level. You know, people that complain when he sits out a game. You know, the Warriors sat two guys the other night. No one says a word. Only one player gets that reaction in the NBA. It's when LeBron James takes a game off. He's never missed a playoff game. It's amazing for those that get on him about that. But when you look at his play in the fourth quarter, John, of games, and recently I was thinking about this the other night when he was guarding Kemba Walker. So he's gone from defending a point guard, he was in the middle of that, he had Blake Griffin, and then a week or so ago he had a 7-3 guy, Porzingis. That's just mind-boggling.
Yeah, and that's why they have this streak right now. You know, you can put him on, you can stick him on whoever you want late in the ball game, and they're doing the job. And yeah, we're talking about Kemba Walker. You know, he's one of the quickest point guards in this game. So, I mean, so multifaceted has been LeBron. You know, you're talking about resting, Mike. I mean, the Cavs have needed him. Since he's returned, he's missed 27 games. The Cavs have won a grand total of only four of those games. They're 4-23 in games from LeBron's out. So just to give you an idea of how valuable this man is for this team, and we're not talking about a team that's been devoid of talent when he's on the bench. I mean, we're talking about a team that has all-stars up and down that lineup. They've still struggled with that. Now, a lot of that, of course, is because this offense and everything else is based around LeBron James, but it should be. I mean, it should be for all the reasons you listed and for everything that he's been doing, not only this season, but for the last 14. So it has been incredible to watch that defense, Mike. I mean, I think that's important. I mean, that's something, obviously, the Cavs were sorely lacking in the first few weeks of the season. It has incrementally gotten better, and frankly, it's gotten better as the game has worn on. Their second half defense has been a lot better than their first half defense so far in the young season. And to me, a big part of that is because you can switch LeBron, despite the fact that he's either 1 or 2 in minutes per game, you know, and has been all season long. You can still get him out there in the fourth quarter, guard the toughest guard on the other team, and, you know, he's able to do what he does.
John, they're in Philly tonight. This is a team that has most of his pieces. I don't know if Ben Simmons is going to play, but they're playing very well. The Cavs are going to get tested tonight, aren't they?
No question. It's a young, it's an exciting team. They're playing their best basketball. I mean, Mike, it's been years for this team. I mean, we've heard it time and time again, losing and losing and losing and accumulating draft picks and picks and guys getting hurt, serious injuries. And again, it's happened to Markelle Fultz. He's only played 4 games, the number one overall pick from the most recent season. But what they do have, you know, you mentioned Ben Simmons. He missed last game. We'll see if he's going to play tonight, but he's been healthy all season long, and here's a kid, you know, the number one overall pick from 2 seasons ago. He missed all of last year. He's flirting with averaging a triple-double. The guy's only played 17 games. Another big part of this is Joel Embiid. He missed his first 2 seasons because of injury, only 31 games last year. But, man, when he is in the lineup, what a difference maker he's been. So it's a young team. They finally feel that all these pieces are starting to come together. They have a chance to be a real threat this season. They've been playing some great basketball. They have a couple of testers this week. They have the Cavs. They have the Celtics. They have the Wizards coming straight ahead. So I think we're going to find out a lot about the Sixers starting tonight.
John Michael with the Cavs in Philadelphia. Window Nation now. Munch will be in for that at 6. And John Michael with a call at 7 on News Radio WTAM 1100, home of the Cavaliers. Jim Jones, this time tomorrow morning, as we'll look ahead to Miami at the Q tomorrow night. Thanks, John.
Thanks, guys.